Good morning, good afternoon, good day. Welcome to our Monday show here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. And this show today harkens back a year. An old friend returns to the show and demonstrates the dangerous world of racing cars on his computer. Also, Steve Bozell will sing a post-Elvis fashion song. Is that in the fashion of Elvis Presley? Okay. Now, we don't know who the... I don't even remember who this secret guest is. And as I listened to the opening lines of this show, it took us forever. You pissed me off, bud.
Yeah, but we found out who it was. Yeah, it took a while, though.
We dragged this one out forever. But anyway, here it is. An old friend returns to the show, demonstrates the dangerous world of racing cars, and Steve Bozell sings in a post-Elvis fashion on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's me, Phil Henry. Welcome to this wonderful week of the 10th. Today's actually the 11th. As we head on toward the summertime, man.
Can't come too soon for me.
It's been freezing. So tonight, Margaret, we have the return of a friend.
We do indeed have the return of a very dear friend. And Bud, have been in touch with him.
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead. Tell us who we have.
It's going to be tonight. It's going to be a dear, dear friend of the show that we haven't heard from in a long time. I have been in touch with him. And it was interesting, you know.
Can we find out who the guy's going to be?
Wait a minute, Bud. Why don't you tell us?
Yeah, no, I'm going to. It's going to be exciting. And the only reason I'm taking some time is I'm just taking a little bit of time, you know.
Right, but who is it that's going...
Who's going to be here?
Okay. It's an exciting... The fans of the show will want to know.
Yeah, of course they will. So what's the guy's name?
Mr. Henry, you went... Of course they will. It doesn't sound manly.
Come on, Dick, maybe before I start throwing hands.
Wait a minute, General, wait. Tell us who, or I'm going to say it.
Okay. Tonight, on the Phil Henry Show, we're very excited. I was going to have him come on the air and say hello to everybody.
Oh, okay.
All right, so it's a surprise.
Yeah, and I've got him.
Do you have him on the line now?
I do have him on the line right now, and I'm going to bring him on right now. A guy a lot of people not heard from in a long time, a very big Phil Henry Show favorite and everything like that, and here he is. Go. Who is it? Who's on the other end?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Just hold on for a minute. Hold on.
Hey, I'm introducing you, man.
I'm losing my temper, bud.
All right. Okay, wait.
Come on, Dickman.
Okay.
Are you ready? You ready to go? Here. And here he is, a longtime fan, a longtime favorite, a fan, and a fan favorite. A longtime fan favorite.
Yes.
Who is it, bud?
Okay.
It's... You there? I got to make sure he's there. Are you there? He's not there now.
Give me the phone. Okay. He said you weren't there. All right, I won't say your name. All right, okay, fine. God, here, bud.
Hello. Okay, you ready to go or not, man? All right. He's at his house right now in Northern California. And here he is. Go, man. Go.
Give me that phone. Are you there? Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Then say your name, man, because we're waiting for you. All right, I won't. What happened? Well, okay. He said he's in the bathroom?
He said he was taking a dump.
Would you watch it, man?
Sorry.
Okay, come on, man. You're making me look bad. All right, and here he is, R.C. Collins.
Thanks a lot. I'm really sorry, everybody. But I was indisposed at the time, right when you said, Mr. Henry, and I was indisposed at the time.
R.C., how are you? It's Margaret.
Hello, Ms. Gray. Hello, General Shaw, Phil, and Bud Dickman. Really, really great to be back with you guys.
And are you still in San Leandro?
Yes, I am. I'm living up here with Father. And I'm not living with Father. I'm working for Father. But I do get back down into the Los Angeles areas to visit with Mother as well.
And what are you doing up there?
I'm managing some of Father's affairs. I'm out representing the company.
What does your father do?
Well, Father has done manufacturing, and right now he manufactures car parts and accessories. And so I have been out sort of fronting, taking business meetings and everything like that.
You're taking meetings with people, huh?
Yeah. Is there some kind of a... What about it?
There's nothing wrong with that, R.C. Nobody's knocking at R.C. We just... you've grown up. You used to be a kid that was in the, you know...
Yeah, the military academy days are over, my man. Okay, I'm out there in the jungle 8 hours a day, fighting it out.
RC, this is General Shaw. You and I have not really met too much, although we did have some discussions. Now, Bud tells me that you have an interesting pastime.
I do.
Yeah, well, let me set it up. You're competitive at this, too.
I do racing competitions, Formula One. It's all or nothing at all, and I go, well, excuse my language, Ms. Gray, but I do. I go balls out.
You go balls out, huh?
I do, Mr. Ender. I really take it balls out, and I take it balls to the wall.
Okay, so what do we got here?
Do you tell them you're doing Formula One?
I'm doing Formula One racing competitions, Mr. Henry. I'm balls to the wall.
Well, okay, are you out on the track racing, and is this one of those simulated?
Wait a minute. You weren't supposed to...
Well, I mean, let me just say, when you say simulated, what do you mean?
Is it one of these computer games?
Well, Ms. Gray, when you say computer games, this is a competition over a national competition with guys that know how to, that have been playing, I mean, not playing, but have been doing these computerized racing for a long, long time.
So you guys are doing what kind of racing?
It's Formula One.
It's Formula, which is the open-wheel European-style road racing.
That's correct, yes, sir.
And you're doing what?
How many times I got to talk to this guy about?
Hey, it ain't this guy, it's me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Eddie. Well, yeah, I'm doing it like once a week.
You're doing once a week, and they have a road race. You know, they have different Grand Prix. Like, what Grand Prix are you in this week?
This week is going to be big. We got Monaco coming up, and I'll tell you what, it's a dangerous track. You sweat, you know, again, Ms. Gray, this is the world of racing, and it's the world of men, so excuse me in the language that I may use, but there's ball sweat.
Okay, let's watch the... not only do we have Ms. Gray, we have an audience of people.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
What are you talking about, there's ball sweat? This is a computer game. General, I'm sorry, but it's a computer game.
It's a computer game, yes, but General, it is... You're going down the backstretch at 215, 220 miles per hour. You're going into the chicane, you know, and you're going into the chicane, and you can eat it, and you can lose it in the chicane.
Now, tell people what the chicane is.
The chicane, it's where you turn the car. You can't really explain it.
It's a series of turns, right?
Well, yeah.
It's like a winding, like snaking series of turns.
Snaking?
It's winding and snaking.
Yeah, it's winding and snaking. It's a series of turns.
All right, so this is what you're doing on the weekends, and you're doing this for money.
You better believe I'm doing it for money, honey. And
I you can abstain with the honey stuff.
I'm sorry, Ms. Gray. But yeah, we are doing it for money, and let me tell you what, you know, this separates the toddler from the infant, the boy from the toddler, the teenager from the boy, the young adult from the...
It separates the boys from the men.
Yes, sir, that's what I'm getting for. That's what I mean, that's what I'm grabbing for. I was grabbing for it, but I didn't quite...
Yeah, okay, so you're doing competitive video game racing.
Yeah, but that sounds so... Excuse my language again, Ms. Gray. It sounds so as, you know, as the great Coach Vernon Dozier would say, it sounds pussy to say it like that.
All right, let's watch language and tone and everything here. RC, it's great to talk to you, but you know there's certain words.
I understand, Mr. Henry. God, you're still acting like the FCC's got its thing up your butt.
Tell him to watch it because I'm going to hang up on him.
What's going on?
Yeah, listen, RC, you can't talk about FCC having it up Mr. Henry's butt. Yeah, I know you didn't say what it was. Okay, he understands, Mr. Henry.
RC, I'm sorry, man. You understand?
Yeah, I never said what they had up your butt. What if I said it was a finger? Because
RC, you can't do that, man. You know better. You've been on this show many, many, many times. Okay.
Okay, look, RC, I understand. Are we going to hear a demonstration or something of your racing ability?
Yes, you will, Mr. Henry. And I'm going to give you guys a taste, just a tiny bit of a taste, of what it's like to sit behind the wheel of a Formula One that you're going balls out.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, but yeah, you're going full on, and nothing's going to... You ain't stopping for nothing as you go balls out.
So I guess you're going balls out.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, R.C. Collins is with us here on the Phil Henry Show, a longtime listener and contributor of ours. Now, you are involved in this computer Formula One racing, and what we're about to hear is what? Are you practicing for this weekend?
Yes, sir, I am. Very much, sir, I'm practicing for the weekend. This is going to be Monaco. The Monaco race is raced in Monaco, and it goes through the streets of Monte Carlo, which is a town in Monaco, which is not that much bigger than... Monaco is a country, Mr. Andy. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's a country, and it's no bigger than probably Pasadena or something like that.
It's a little bit bigger. However, it's a country, and Monte Carlo is the capital.
Right. And
Monaco Grand Prix.
Right. Well, it's actually called the Monte Carlo Grand Prix.
I thought it was called Monaco.
Who?
Monaco. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, I think it's the Monaco Grand Prix, but they run it in Monte Carlo, or it's the Monte Carlo Grand Prix, and they run it in, I don't know.
This is a very glamorous race. There's a lot of people, a lot of money people go to this, Phil. A lot of the royalty of Europe, and there's gambling. They have legal gambling there.
Yeah, well, are they allowed to bet on the race?
I don't know. Are they allowed to bet on the race, RC?
Who?
The people in Monaco.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not really there, but it's a computerized game, but yeah. Well, yeah, I think in a lot of ways, yes, they are. In a lot of ways, yes, they are. In a lot of ways,
You don't even know what you're saying, man.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And the race in Monte Carlo is one of the most exciting in the world. And I sent to Bud some recordings of me practicing, and you'll hear it when Bud hits those tapes.
Okay, Bud, you got the...
got it right here, and this is R.C. Collins. You'll also hear Mr. Collins on live mic.
Okay, I'm going down the straightaway. I'm going like a bat out of hell, man. I'm going balls out. I'm at 215 miles an hour. I'm going to downshift into the turn here. I'm taking a wide angle. Now I'm going to cut right back down into the inside. Yeah. Oh, now it's a standing start. I'm revving it, man. I got off F1. I got a V10. This is a Ferrari, Scudera Ferrari. Here I go. Yeah. There's somebody right on my tail, but no way, no way. Now I'm coming down into the backstretch again, and I'm going to go through the chicane, which is a series of turns. Here I'm going down, and then I'm going to go up again. Now this is Harry right here. I'm going through the turns right now. I got to hold onto the wheel. Yeah, I got it. I negotiate a very tight hairpin turn there. Now I'm going like hell. I'm going like hell's chasing me. I'm going like I'm one of the devil's own demons, and I'm chasing down some... I'm chasing my way back into hell. Yeah. Now I'm going into a turn, and here I'm taking that high angle. Now I go back down inside, and... Yeah, checkered flag for R.C. Collins. And here I am now on another race, and it's raining now, and yet I don't care. I don't care at all that it's raining. I don't care that the track's wet. I'm going like hell on wheels. I'm going like Lucifer himself on his way to get some charcoal for the barbecue that is to be. All right, now I'm forwarding it through the turn. Yeah! Wait a minute. Oh, look at this guy cut right in front of me. What a turn! But I'm okay.
And there you have it, Mr. Henry. As you can see it's a very hairy situation, and you really got to be on it. You can see right there in that crash.
Were you hurt bad?
Well, I know you're making a joke, General.
Well, you're making it sound like this is some kind of a real race.
It is a real race. You do go through the emotions. You do go through the tension. And that crash, yes, it hurt. It hurt me physically. I could feel it physically.
But what exactly happened?
Yeah, what was the injury?
What? Where did you feel it?
I felt it. I swear I felt it right in the lower area, in the genitalia. I feel like someone kicked me. It feels like maybe the seat, like, I don't know, like a piece of the car slammed into my, into my balls, into my ball sack. So I can tell
you. What a dumbass. Come on, man.
I'm sorry. Very sorry for that, Mr. Henry.
So you make a lot of money doing this?
Yeah, it's a competitions every week in Formula One racing. Let me tell you what. You know what they call me? They call me R.A. Collins. They call me R.C. the R.A. Collins. R.A. stands for Road Appleton. Not Apple, but Appleton, which means I'm hauling ass.
Yeah, balls to the wall.
That's right. Balls out.
R.C. Collins with us. And so, R.C., how's your dad? How's your mom?
Mom's doing good. She's way, way better since she put down the booze. And, Dad.
Okay. I see you don't have to talk about your mother like that.
Well, no, she's doing fine, but she stopped drinking. Dad's doing good, but he's he wishes that he was making more money. They were trying to unionize the plant and just different things. He's got to deal with the workers. And so I'm saying, I kind of intercede for him there.
Do you talk to the, are you like at a workers' relation thing?
Well, yeah, I intercede. I go, hey, let me tell you what, bro. And I go down to the factory floor and I talk to the workers and I'll go, let me tell you what, bro. You know, you guys put in an honest day's work, and let me tell you what, you're gonna get compensated handsomely. If you don't, then you know what the name of that game is, you know.
So you talk pretty straight to these factory workers, huh?
I lay it on the line, yeah.
Sounds like you're kind of muscling them. Are you really that hard with them?
Yeah, I am, because it's father's money, and I tell them what it's about. In fact, Bud, you had that recording of me talking to the workers last week, don't you?
Let me rack it up.
How many recordings did he send you?
I sent him a few recordings of what's going on with me, knowing that we would have an interview today.
So here's RC on a factory floor.
Yeah, so as Father said, and I'll just reiterate, you put in a good day's work, and you're going to get compensated handsomely.
Yeah, but when?
What do you mean when? When Father comes down here...
Your father hasn't been here for like a week. He's on vacation with that woman.
Father has a right to be on vacation. Let me tell you, Joker, something, okay?
Hey, fuck you, man.
You know, you guys...
Sorry.
That's the wrong... Oh, man.
What's that, the wrong tape?
That was... You know something? That doesn't represent the control that I have on the factory floor. And Bud, God...
All right, we understand, RC.
No, you don't. That sounded like those guys were running me, man. I run them, okay? They don't run games. They just work there. I run shit there. That's what I...
Jesus! R.C. Collins back for the first time, and...
You gotta clean it up, man.
Back for the... R.C., man, you know...
Sorry. It's just that I'm used to being... I don't know what you would call it, like...
You're used to being in charge, is that it?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, R.C., let me ask you something. Getting back to this racing game. Now, you sound like this is something that you can make a lot of money at.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I've heard that that these competitions are quite, lucrative. Really? But you're playing a video game.
Once again, General, I don't think you get the lay of the land. It is a video game, but, you know, it's you sweat and you worry and you're filled with fear. As you take it down a backstretch at 215 miles an hour, you don't know what's going to happen to you.
What's going on with you, man? What's wrong, R.C.?
Just, you know...
You sound like you're in a world up there that's kind of overwhelming.
No, it's okay. The father has me running the factory while he's off in the Cayman Islands with this lady that he met. He met her at one of the manufacturers' meetings.
All right, well, you're gonna do fine, kid. You always do.
Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Andrew, but I sure don't feel like it.
So anyway, so the tension of the racing.
Yeah, the tension of the racing is... It to me, it's realistic, especially when I had that wreck. I felt like a piece of the wing just slammed me right up into the genitalia is what it did.
Well, RC, we wish you the very, very best, and...
Oh, you guys got to get rid of me, huh?
No, we just got to move on. I mean, RC, thank you very much. We look forward to... will you report back on how you did in the race?
Yeah.
What's the race this week?
It's going to be Monaco.
Oh, so you're racing Monaco this week in your video game Formula One race.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Henry. And I can tell you think it's just a bunch of pussy stuff, but it's not.
No, I understand. I'm sure it's really exciting, kid, sitting there watching the cars go by on video.
Yeah, you guys, you'll know. You wait. If the news comes back that R.C. Collins is dead from a Formula One race on video, then you'll see.
How are you going to die?
Because what happens is you could be going so fast that you crash... And you throw yourself out of the seat because it's so realistic. You think you're in an actual crash, and you throw yourself against a wall. And sometimes you throw yourself headfirst into a door, and you break your head open.
Wait a second. You throw yourself out of the seat of the car because the wreck is so realistic.
That's right.
That you throw yourself headfirst into a door and bust your head open.
That's correct.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. You know, don't knock it till you've tried it.
No, thank you. I don't think I will.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, RC, well, don't do that, man. Don't throw yourself into a door.
I know you guys think I'm kidding, but I'm not.
I don't think you're kidding at all. I think you need to be very careful.
Yeah, man, if you get into a crash and it's like you're so scared you throw yourself out of the seat and your head goes into a metal pole.
Yeah, that's exactly what can happen.
All right, RC Collins, who's racing Formula Ones on video and also is running the factory floor there for his father while he's... in the Grand Cayman Islands, right?
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry. And you know what? My father needs a vacation, so you sound kind of dismissive about it. He's with a lady that he met at the recent manufacturers meeting, and she's a very pretty lady.
I'm sure she is, and all the best to your dad and to your mother as well, R.C.
All right, thanks a lot, everybody. And you guys, I'll come back on after I win the race at Monaco.
Yeah, just have you on after you win.
Okay, kid, come on back.
Yeah, okay.
All right, man, nobody's doubting you. I think you'll do really well.
You said you think we'll do really well.
Maybe I just think you're part of the team. How about that?
Okay.
Thanks, R.C. Collins, folks, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, this kid, as I understand it, you first met him when? We met R.C. a number of years ago. He was homebound, housebound. He had a bad kidney, remember, Bud?
Yeah, he had a bad kidney, and it's kind of stunted his growth a little bit, but he came back from it, and then he went in a military academy.
That's the kid from the military academy.
Yes, and it was during the Iraq War, and he really wanted to go over to Iraq, but he never got his chance. And then after he graduated, did he go into school?
I don't think he did.
No, then he went and he worked for his father.
And he's worked for his father ever since. So, R.C. Collins, there he is, racing Formula One, video game racing of Formula One. World famous Phil Henry Show. Coming back, Steve Bozell is going to join us. He's got a song he's going to sing.
Yes, Steve Bozell is going to sing Lonely Weekends on a Phil Henry Show.
Hello, Gloria Grover for the Phil Henry Show backstage. Excuse me for just a moment.
Yeah!
Had to clear my throat. You know all the overlords love the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That's right. When the overlords aren't betting on NC2A basketball or football, or leveling Dr. Elcott, my dear, wonderful Dr. Elcott, they're listening to the Phil Henry Show online at philhenryshow.com. Do they have backstage passes? Of course they don't. Mr. Henry would never be so impertinent as to require them to pay. However, you must, and when you do, you'll enjoy 55,000 plus hours of the greatest stuff what the world has ever known.
Get yourself a backstage pass now at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
Tell them Overlord Mick de Blasio sent you.
Hey everybody, this is Steve Bozell. Here's a song I'm going to sing at the men's club meeting. It's all about me. Will I make it all right?
Make it all right.
Yeah, from Monday morning till Friday night. Whoa, those lonely weekends. I'm Steve Bozell. I'm as lonely as I can be. Whoa, those lonely weekends. You said you'd be good to me. You said our love would never die. You said you'd be good to me. But baby, you didn't even try. But I make it all right. From Monday morning till Friday night.
We can't understand you, Steve.
Hold on for a minute.
Bud Dickman on the saxophone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice, Bud.
You said you'd be good to me. You said our love would never die. You said you'd be good to me.
I can't understand you.
But baby,
what's the problem?
We can't understand anything you're singing, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well,
I play saxophone, everything.
What are you people saying?
We can't understand you. Did you hear the way you were singing it?
That's the style that you sing it in, Mr. Henry. That is...
Well, what do you call that? That's some sort of a weak Elvis impression.
No. That is called country slur.
Country slur.
That's right. You sing it, and you're so full of emotion that you can't forget the words. You know, it's not that you forget the words. Here.
Give me an example.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you're doing Elvis.
No, I'm not doing Elvis, no, because you got to understand. This is
if you want to be perfectly honest about it, this is the Bozell touch. Oh, well, what does that mean?
Steve.
Oh, yeah, here. Once I bring something in that's original to me.
Hey, Bozell, don't start feeling sorry for yourself.
Bozell.
Steve, don't start feeling sorry for yourself.
I'm just trying to sing the song in the original manner for which it was intended, for the enjoyment and for the slow down, man. It goes something like this. Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Men's Club here at CK Corona, our festival.
We'll be all right.
We'll make it all right.
From Monday.
Wait, hold on. You sound like you're having a stroke.
Wait a minute. What do you mean I sound like I'm having a stroke?
Steve, this is what you did. We'll make it all right.
Yeah, you know what, you people.
They don't understand that what you're trying to do is you're going for a feel.
What's the feel you're going for when you sound as if you've lost all feeling in your mouth?
That's what it sounds like. Lost all feeling here. I guarantee you, Mr. Henry, if a woman out there, and I'm not just saying, Ms. Gray, you, but I'm saying a woman who's in love with a man, she understands what he's saying.
I don't think so.
Good me.
Okay, forget it. You people are looking at me like I'm some kind of a freak.
Hey, Steve, you're sitting here going, Yeah, Steve, if I was a police officer, I'd pull out a taser.
On who?
On you!
Because I'm so... Oh, my God!
Hey, Steve, I refuse to believe that you don't get what it is we're talking about.
No, I refuse to believe you don't get what I'm talking... And here I am on your show once again, not just one cheek of the ass, I'm both cheeks. Hi, I'm Steve Bozell, cheek one and cheek... And I'm not...
You came on here saying you're going to sing a song.
And I am singing a song.
Even Elvis Presley was... If you're saying you're singing like Elvis...
Elvis Presley, not Presley.
I said, even Elvis Presley was understandable when he sang.
I'm not saying I'm trying to be Elvis.
You're trying to be Steve Bozell.
That's right. And the feeling is so strong in this man that she needs to understand he's feeling strong about it. And she needs to understand that he sounds like
he lost his tongue in some kind of an industrial accident.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Steve. No. Here is the passion that a man puts into a song for a woman. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Bozell. Here's the passion a man puts into a song for a woman.
Will I make it all right?
Will I make it all right?
What are you looking at, General?
You sound like a guy that all of a sudden got hit on the head with a mallet and has lost all the connection from the brain. Steve, yes, it sounds like you've suffered a serious industrial injury.
You're telling me that the way I sing...
Yes, it does. It sounds like a serious industrial injury.
It does.
You know what? Yeah, no, I refused. Why don't you get up, get Smokey Henson on there.
What?
No, we don't have time.
Yeah, get Smokey Henson.
Yeah, Smokey, it's Steve. He want to talk to you. Smokey.
Hey, Smokey, you heard me. Remember when we were on a Phil Henry show?
Yes.
You remember when I was doing a song for you?
Yes, I do.
Well, the Henry people say I sound like I sound so bad that it's like I took a brain injury.
No, they don't understand that what you're going for is a sort of a feel. It is a post-Elvis, you know?
That's it right there, a post-Elvis.
Yeah, I'll say it's post-Elvis. It's Apocalypse Now, Elvis.
Oh, is that General Shaw? I enjoy you so much on the Phil Henry show.
Thank you very much. Are you the guy giving this guy advice?
You just went like this. You went... can you breathe?
I can breathe fine. Smokey, it's Phil Henry.
Yes. You don't enjoy the song?
No, we're hearing him. He's going...
That's exactly what he's going for, you see. When we say it's post-Elvis, he's taking the Elvis Presley rhythm, the Elvis Presley expression. He's moving well past that, you see. I'm in the middle of a bridge game. Do you monkeys?
Yeah, we're fine, Mr. Henson. I don't appreciate being called a monkey.
Look, I'll talk to you later. Smokey, thanks for the advice.
But no, what he's doing is post Elvis. And you have to understand that...
Okay, so where are we now?
We're gonna sing this song.
I don't have much more time for this, Steve, okay?
Oh, yeah, well, okay, whatever you say, Mr. Henry. I'm trying to get this ready for the men's club. Here we go, yeah. I'm Elvis. Wait a minute.
You're not Elvis.
I know that. Do it again.
What?
Do it again.
but we know what it's going to sound.
Let me...
Will I make it all
right? Never mind. Fuck this.
Hey, that's Mr. Henson.
Hey, Smokey, you steered me the wrong way. Everybody's looking at me like I'm something that came right out of a... Like I'm something that just got evacuated out of a storm drain.
Why? I think it's wonderful. Will I make it all right?
Nah, it ain't making it.
Thanks a lot, Smokey.
Well, I have to get...
Smokey.
That's right, a very dear friend of mine who used to be in the music business till he got into drugs, but he's made a comeback. Yes, he certainly has.
You're getting bad advice, man. It just, it's not... I bet you're a good singer.
See, I can tell you're a good singer if you just sing the words.
I'm not going to sing the words. If I sing the words, people will hear it...
They'll hear, hey, make it all night from Friday morning to whenever it is.
No, it's...
Monday morning to Friday night.
Yeah, that's it.
Go ahead, sing it. Will I make it all right from Mon...
I can't.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, you guys don't care at all.
Yes, we do. We're trying to keep you from making an ass out of yourself.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for CMP Incorporated, all rights reserved on pad... On podcast one.
Will I make it all right? From Monday morning to Friday night. Whoa.
No, I got to do it the other way.